We are very strong financially. We are a profitable club. We don't need the money. The only rationale for selling a player for us is not the money side of it, but is that player not fitting, and can we have someone who may fit substantially better with the team? And that was the case of what we did at the end of the year with one player that we sold. And
are we talking about Mehdi Benatia, your
exactly.
Moroccan, who was a linchpin in your defense last season? He was one of the first names on the team sheet, and yet you lost him.
There were reasons why. I said 2 weeks before we sold him that I want him sold. We wouldn't have lost him if we didn't want to. We had the contract. He was there for 4 more years. I actually was giving him a nice raise, a fairly substantial raise. He wanted to leave. He was causing issues. And I told Walter Sabatini that I don't want that type of stuff going on our team. And so we sold him. Today, Kevin Strootman is not for sale. I continue to say that the papers are wasting paper. We've never had a conversation internally about Kevin.
Well, far be it from me to waste airtime like the papers are wasting paper. But what if Kevin Strootman wants to leave? I mean, if Louis van Gaal wants to sign him, this is the guy who is his national team coach and who said that Kevin Strootman was one of his three untouchable players. Are you going to prevent him from going? Are you going to keep him there against his wishes?
Well, we do have a contract. I thought there's something called a contract, so it's not just wishes. But look, I mean, if a player really feels strongly that he does not want to be with us, you got to think of that and take into account, because it's not fair to the rest of the players. I can tell you right now, in Kevin's case specifically, all the other players love him. He loves the players. And I can tell you right now, I mean, from my point of view, playing at Roma right now and the atmosphere at Roma with my coach is a substantially better situation than playing at Manchester United right now and how things, you know, seem to be going there so far in terms of the atmosphere. So I think
Why do you say that?
I mean, you know, one of the things that I loved about Rudy from day one, the first 30 minutes when I asked him how he relates to his players, is how he talked about loving his players and the discipline with his players and being there front and center for his players all the time. I have never, ever seen one press conference, one quote from Rudy where he blames a player for anything that goes on. If the player makes a mistake, Rudy will have a conversation with him in the locker room or privately in his office. But Rudy is never, ever blaming players or anybody for anything. He'll take the blame himself first and foremost. He protects him.
I've spoken to Andrea Agnelli and I've spoken to Umberto Gandini, and both of them have said that Italy is a very difficult market for foreign investors because you need to understand the country to be successful. So what's your experience been of being involved with Roma?
My father's family came from around the Rome area. My mother's was more from Bari. So my family was 100% Italian, and I grew up in Boston in the North End, which was the largest Italian population. When I did something wrong, I got whacked in the back of the head, or my mother broke a spoon over my head. So it's kind of no different to me. I have felt that, for me, it has not been that difficult. And I think the reason why it's not been that difficult is I think our ownership group and our management has been very open, honest, transparent on everything that we're doing. I mean, we said we're going to do these things 2 years ago, and we've been doing them and accomplishing them. I look at it and say, you know, the fans deserve something great, and we're hoping we can provide it. And if you do that, it's not so difficult to get along in Rome or Italy. In fact, I found it the exact opposite.
Did you grow up as a soccer fan? And if you were, did you have an Italian club that you supported?
Should I admit I really hated it? No. I would tell you that 3 years ago, I didn't spend a lot of time watching football. You know, I was more involved with the Celtics and involved with all the other sports in the United States. And so I didn't see that much football. And it was difficult for a while. Certainly growing up, even where I grew up in the city, we didn't have soccer fields. Until you really started showing the games on Saturday mornings and Sunday in the United States, you didn't really get a chance to see a lot of teams anyways. About 6 months ago at 3 a.m. in Los Angeles, I found myself watching U.S. women's soccer versus Canada a friendly at 3 a.m. You know, I kind of thought to myself, you have really lost your mind right now. but I still watched the rest of it and then went to bed. So so I'm completely, you know, it's my passion now.
Is there a piece of paper on your desk in your office with a target for 2014, 2015?
In my head, it's Scudetto on one side, and the other side on my shoulders is Champions League title. So those are, I'm fairly competitive.
So you're walking around with a great load, aren't you?
You know what? That's the way it should be, right? If you can't go big, go home.